Your planet is at war. Your planet is at war. Your planet is at war. Your planet is at war.
See here, aren't you being a bit blunt? This is Rage, radio against global ecocide, and radio that is not afraid of being blunt. Today on the show, readings from the book Deep Green Resistance, A Strategy to Save the Planet, and music by Do-Over, Big Doody Roo, Resident Antihero, Lila Glide, Filthy Politicians, Dr. Israel, and Seven. This is Rage, building a community of resistance, one podcast at a time. Hello and welcome to Rage, radio against global ecocide, coming to you from occupied Amiskwiski, Wiskigan, and I am your host, Seymour Life. Today's show is a little bit different. We will have DGR cadres reading some of the favorite parts of the book Deep Green Resistance, and mixed in will be resistance-inspiring music. And so on with the show.
This book, Deep Green Resistance, is about fighting back. It means first and foremost thinking and feeling for ourselves, finding who and what we love, and figuring out how best to defend our beloved using the means that are appropriate and necessary. Ta knjiga, Deep Green Resistance, govori o uporu. Upor v prvi vrsti pomeni, da vsak zase premislimo in začutimo, kdo smo in kaj ljubimo. Na to pa poiščemo način, kako najbolje ubraniti to, kar ljubimo. Vse z uporabo sredstev, ki so primerna in nujna.
For the damning of Devil's Creek, the chapel of the chimes, they mark the time, line by line. They heard the teeth of the cross-cut saw rip their very first spine. They cried their bloody roots rot beneath the feet of swine. They mark the time. They all fell down. Landslide took the town. No one went to give ground. Makes the world go round. And they mark the time, line by line, ring by ring inside their minds.
Why DGR? I believe in DGR because it speaks for those who are not spoken for. It speaks for those who have been silenced by industrial civilization and its ruling religion, patriarchy. Not only does DGR give voice to the voiceless, it is working to build a movement that will act on their behalf. On behalf of polar bears finding themselves in a world without ice, on behalf of birds finding their migratory journeys strewn with cell phone towers and wind turbines, on behalf of all the creatures driven from their homes for the sake of unchecked human hubris. And DGR is really for us all, because if we don't stop the dominant culture ourselves, it will not cease in its destruction of the planet upon whom we are ultimately dependent for our very lives. I believe in DGR because it is the only strategy, the only movement I know of that has a fighting chance to stop industrial civilization from killing the Earth.
So what are our options? The usual approach of a long, slow, institutional change has been foreclosed, and many of us know that. The default setting for environmentalists has become personal lifestyle choices. This should have been predictable, as it merges perfectly into the demands of capitalism, especially the condensed corporate version, mediating our every impulse into their profit. But we can't consume our way out of environmental collapse. Consumption is the problem. We might be forgiven for initially accepting an exhortation to simple living as a solution to that consumption, especially as the major environmental organizations and the media have declared lifestyle change our first commandment. Have you accepted compact fluorescence as your personal savior? But lifestyle change is not a solution, as it doesn't address the root of the problem. We have believed such ridiculous solutions because our perception has been blunted by some portion of denial and despair. And those are legitimate reactions. I'm not persuading anyone out of them. But do we want to develop a strategy to manage our emotional state or to save the planet? And we've believed in these lifestyle solutions because everyone around us insists they're workable, a collective repeating mantra of renewables, recycling, that has dulled us into belief. Like Eichmann, no one has told us that it's wrong. Until now. So this is the moment when you will have to decide. Do you want to be part of a serious effort to save this planet? Not a serious effort at collective delusion? Not a serious effort to feel better? Not a serious effort to save you and yours? But an actual strategy to stop the destruction of everything worth loving? If your answer feels as imperative as instinct, read on.
There is no refuge. YDGR. DGR, Deep Green Resistance, offers the only truly comprehensive analysis of the current situation we face today. It doesn't focus on slowing down the ongoing destruction, placating the symptoms instead of targeting the problem. Instead, DGR realizes that this culture as a whole has gone awry, and that in order to save this earth, we have to take material action in the real world. Most importantly, this action requires the participation of everyone who is willing and able to help. That's my favorite part about the DGR strategy, the recognition that we need it all. From educators and permaculture specialists to lawyers, musicians, above-ground organizers, and underground activists, we need a complex culture of dedicated individuals willing to put their hearts and bodies on the line for this cause.
Chapter 5, Other Plans, by Lear Keith. Quote, "We know that relying solely on argument, we wandered for 40 years politically in the wilderness. We know that arguments are not enough, and that political force is necessary." End quote. Christabel Pankhurst, suffragist. The hour is late. It's too late for the creatures who went extinct today. Somewhere a tiny green frog sang the last song of his species one final time. A small bird found no mate, and her last ovum is withering inside her. Another 81 million tons of carbon were added to the fragile blanket of our atmosphere, that long ancient work of our good green ancestors who made animal life possible. A cascade of starvation strained the links of the food chain again, from plankton to salmon to grizzly bears. It's anyone's guess how long it will hold. Our exploration of other plans for societal transformation is informed not by a vague proto-utopian hope in a spiritual transformation passed from book club to bumper sticker, or a belief in the goodness that lies deep in every heart. This world needs you. This world needs us. That is the call that I heard many years ago. Really, I've been hearing it all my life. This world is alive and breathing, but Earth is bleeding. Just like women are bleeding, and people of color are bleeding, and mountains are bleeding, and rivers are bleeding. Death by a thousand cuts, the knives wielded by the Witigowok, the thousand cannibals with no hearts. Deep Green Resistance is about stopping the Witigowok from doing what they do, which is eat everything in the world. Imperialism, colonialism, rape, torture, ecocide, capitalism, patriarchy, and racism. These are the gears of civilization. We are the wrench in those gears.
We are standing before the forces of power. We're on the move now.
power, one world economy. Rules set in stone, political Deuteronomy. They wanna use the earth till there's nothing left. They want us all to help and they down to kill the rest. They want you to give up or sell your integrity. They want your children to worship celebrities. Brave new world, not 1984. They condition us with methods that you're taught to ignore. And so when they give an inch, you think they give an acres. Like backwards day, where their givers are takers. Their treaties are lies, their frontmen are fakers. Who lie through their teeth for the big money makers. Working harder than you want to every day. They reap the benefits and we the ones who pay. This is a battlefield, no room for excuses. We all have our gifts and those gifts all have uses. Don't let them in, I won't let them. Machines never sleep, they just plot and attack. Gasoline, credit tax, stabbing you in the back. For the paper they stack off the courage that you lack. Gangsta shit, wrist fix, wolf ticket sales. Mechanized pesticides, corporate blood trails. Anti-hero underground like Mother Earth. Nobody moves and nobody gets hurt. Passion and practice, yo, you best to put it first. Cause ideas without discipline will leave your ass cursed. Look out for yours, cause they looking out for theirs. They want you thinking that nobody really cares. They want you broken and they want you apathetic. The machine wants to own you, it will if you let it. We watch the signs as the new days begin. And swear on our graves that we won't let them win. Don't let them in.
Deep Green Resistance embraces the necessity of political struggle. DGR is not a liberal movement. Oppression is not a mistake. And changing individual hearts and minds is not a viable strategy. Political struggle must happen on every level and in every arena if we're to avert the worst ecological disasters and create a culture worth the name. By political struggle, I mean specifically institutional change, whether by reform or replacement or both. It's institutions that shape those hearts and minds. A project of individual change would take lifetimes, if it worked at all. The individual has never been the target of any liberation movement for the simple reason that it's not a feasible strategy, as our previous chapters have explained. Fighting injustice is never easy. History tells us that the weight of power will come down on any potential resistance, a weight of violence and sadism designed to crush the courageous and anyone who might consider joining them. This is what abusive men do when women in their control fight back. It's what slave owners do to slaves. It's what imperial armies do to the colonized, and what the civilized do to the indigenous. The fact that there will be retaliation is no reason to give up before we begin. It is a reality to be recognized so that we can prepare for it. The necessity of political struggle especially means confronting and contradicting those on the left who say that resistance is futile. Such people have no place in a movement for justice. For actionists who choose to work above ground, this confrontation with detractors, and some of these detractors reject the idea of resistance of any kind, is one of the small, constant actions you can take. Defend the possibility of resistance, insist on a moral imperative of fighting for this planet, and argue for direct action against perpetrators. Despite what much of the left has now embraced, we are not all equally responsible. There are a few corporations that have turned the planet into a dead commodity for their private wealth, destroying human cultures along with it.
To shake, rattle, and roll. I want to feed this traveling soul. And if I try, won't be that bad. I want to spread my dirty wings. I want to shake the dust off things. And if I cry, if I cry, can't be that bad. No. Listen, sister. To fight for what I know, I want to smash the status quo. And if I try, if I try, can't be that hard. So you just change your life. Could you brave the anger and strife? Would you speak when no one dares say what is true? Sister, we are stronger than we know. So time to and we'll take no
Why DGR? Because our entire world has been toxified, and now half of my generation will get cancer.
There are a few corporations that have turned the planet into a dead commodity for their private wealth, destroying human cultures along with it. As we have said, their infrastructures, political, economic, physical, are in fact immensely vulnerable. Perhaps the gold standard of resistance against industrial civilization is MEND, the movement for the emancipation of the Niger Delta. The oil industry has earned literally hundreds of billions of dollars from taking Nigeria's oil. The country currently takes in $3 billion a month from oil, which accounts for 40% of its GDP. The Niger Delta is the world's largest wetland, but it could more readily be called a sludge land now. The indigenous people used to be able to support themselves by fishing and farming. No more. They're knee-deep in oil industry waste. The fish population has been decimated, and the people are now sick and starving. The original resistance, MOSAP, was led by poet activist Ken Sarawiwa. Theirs was a nonviolent campaign against Royal Dutch Shell and the military regime. Sarawiwa and eight others were executed by the military government, despite international outcry and despite their nonviolence. MEND is the second generation of the resistance. They conduct direct attacks against workers, bridges, office sites, storage facilities, rigs, and pipelines, and support vessels. They have reduced Nigeria's oil output by a dramatic one-third. In one single attack, they were able to stop 10% of the country's oil production. And on December 22, 2010, MEND temporarily shut down three of the country's four oil refineries by damaging pipelines to the facilities. Their main tactic is to use speedboats and surprise attacks against simultaneous targets toward the goal of disrupting the entire system of production. According to Nnamdi Kayobasi, West Africa's senior analyst at the International Crisis Group, MEND seems to be led by more enlightened and sophisticated men than most groups of its past. They have university educations, have studied other militant movements. Their training in combat is so good that they have fought and won in skirmishes against both Shell's private military and Nigeria's elite fighting units. They have won broad sympathy among the Niger Delta community. Their sympathy has helped them maintain security and safety for the combatants, as well as the local population has not turned them in. These are not armed thugs, but a true resistance, and they number just a few hundred. Understand, a few hundred people, well-trained and organized, have reduced the oil output of Nigeria by one-third. MEND has said, "It must be clear that the Nigerian government cannot protect your workers or assets. Leave our land while you can or die in it. Our aim is to totally destroy the capacity of the Nigerian government to export oil. I can guarantee that 98% of the people who are reading this book have more resources individually than all of MEND put together when they first started. Resistance is not just theoretically possible. It is happening now. The only question is, will we join them? There is work to be done, desperately important work, above ground and underground, in the legal sphere and the economic realm, locally and internationally. We must not be divided by a diversionary split between radicalism and reformism. One more time, the most militant strategy is not always the most radical or the most effective. The divide between militants and nonviolence does not have to destroy the possibility of joint action. People of conscience can disagree. They can also respectfully choose to work in different arenas requiring different tactics. All of this will come to nothing without direct action against infrastructure, without an actual resistance. Dissidence has never yet brought down a system of power, and it never will. We know what will happen without resistance. It's happening now as mountains fall to monstrous greed. This day dawned across oceans turned empty and acid. And so, a story. It doesn't begin with once upon a time, because it didn't happen long ago. This is a story of the future, a future as fragile as the first line of dawn. Our protagonists aren't built of blood and bone. They're made of words gathered from whispers and dreams. And the rules of our grammar will rise as despair refuses its own eschatology. Because life wants to live, sturdy fact and fledgling miracle both. Life wants to live, our communion and our battle cry. Our story begins on a day like today. Somewhere the question happens, will you join me? The question is a risk, but weighed against the aching despair of another 200 species in 29 degrees of heat, the risk is taken. The test of intellectual agreement and the trust of character will already have been established. All that's left is for someone to ask it. Will you join me?
My way back for tomorrow. Why DGR? Because oppressive colonial systems of power must go for life to live, and life wants to live. While these systems exist, we are all enslaved, and all life will continue to be commodified, tortured, and killed. With that being said, if we don't fight back, we will never be free. Join with us. Resist. Fight back with all your being.
Our best hope. Our actionists are not trying to change consciousness. They're not trying to get press. They're not after a new government or a seat at a political table. They're trying to stop the burning of fossil fuels and industrial-scale destruction of the life support systems of their planet. That is the goal of DGR, and decisive ecological warfare is their strategy. The infrastructure of industrial civilization is both vulnerable and accessible, but the environmental movement is not used to thinking in terms of infrastructure. This is the language of war, not petitions. But it is long past time for this war to have two sides. To date, environmentalists have not suggested the level of engagement that we're discussing here, though surely in the long hours between midnight and dawn others have longed for it. And surely there are some that don't just long, but believe. If those few start thinking like a resistance, it might be possible. And that possibility holds the whole future. The underground cells that form are unlikely to connect into a single network, given the realities of surveillance technologies and the atomized nature of modern life. But a few networks the size of MEND could easily be built, backed up by standalone affinity groups. Those cells and networks would take their training, their leaders, and their security seriously. Resistance is not a game for the hopeful children or overwrought adolescents of whatever age. Above all, these groups would understand the grand strategy of decisive ecological warfare. The resistance organization is likely to be fractured. The unconnected networks will not be able to coordinate, but they can still act in concert and multiply each other's efforts. They can only do this, though, if they understand the overall strategy of decisive ecological warfare, which is why strategy is the beating heart of our actionist training. The infrastructure of fossil fuels would be their highest priority, and the nodes with the densest criticality are their best targets. Those targets have two factors that have got to be weighed. The first is access. Can it be reached? The second is moral. Should it be done? Are there risks to sentient life that are unacceptable, and what counts as unacceptable? The deepest wish of my weary soul is that the question could answer itself with the simple relief of never, that no action that includes such risks should be considered. I understand people who need to answer with that, and I respect that our ultimate decisions both ache and diverge. I also know that the strategy that eases the ache will not work in the time our planet, 200 species today, has left. 10 minutes on the internet will tell anyone where the oil comes from, where the tankers dock, where the refineries blister in clumps along the coasts. All this information is easy and public and obvious.
Saw you through your glass with melted glaciers. Heard you laugh as the last time I died. Told you the salmon would never forgive you. Asked you how much death till you were satisfied. You drank your glaciers and ignored my plea. Clenching your Bible and your toppled tree. Spewing off words of power and greed. Listening to no one and nothing that pleads. I told many others of your power and wealth. How nothing fazed you, the death that you dealt. They wrote letters and drafted petitions to sign. And still trees were falling. And animals crying. You bottled those glaciers and sold below cost. Drones bought the bargain, thought not a loss. Petitions were recycled, the activists spread. And I kept trying to save a culture that was already dead.
One night I realized as commercials flashed, life can never matter in a place run by cash. I packed up my bags, made a few calls, but now was the time for this culture to fall. Drove to the house where the glacier drinker dwelt, dammed up his door and bottled his wealth. I bought up the chainsaws and lit them alight. It was about time, I thought I did something right. It's about time I did something right.
Why DGR? Why not DGR? It's long past time for a serious, sustained, organized, and intelligent resistance movement to begin fighting for the air, the water, and the soil that we depend on. The truth is that to this point, our movements are failing. We need to turn that around, and we need to turn that around quickly. If we don't, our children, and if they have the chance, our grandchildren, will curse our very names. Doesn't matter what we've done or what we will do. All that matters is that we stop industrial civilization. Will you join us?
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 Hey, asa nam pridružiš?
Will you join us?
Will you join us?
Will you join us?
Will you join us?
I hope you've enjoyed today's show. Taking us out are the two songs that started us off. Get the Fuck Up by Dr. Israel and Seven, and Your Planet is at War by Resident Antihero. Remember, the resistance needs you. Will you join us?
Social injustice is an indecision. To demand freedom, I mean a plan aggression. Movement by the youth in a liberation. Let's go in the ghetto, cause the ghetto's African. I'm on a block, man, with a lyric and a competition. Metro down with Ramsey and a simple nation. I'm on the man, we get some liberation. I'm on intention is a revolution. Move your soul, and freedom's got to move. Justice got to move your soul. Liberation's got to move your soul.
at war. Your news media won't tell you. Your school systems won't teach you. Your scientists will not document it. Your planet is at war. A way of life sustained by mechanized resource pillaging is killing you and everything around you. The machine culture is killing you. You do not believe it is real because you have been indoctrinated. Your base-level understandings of human instinct have been infiltrated and rewired. You have been assimilated. You have been assimilated. You have been assimilated. Fundamental understandings of your humanity have been stripped from you. You exist within a society of product-based resource mongering, and you have been taught to think that this way of life is harmless and acceptable. You are a living organism, meant to be sustained by the living organic land base you exist upon. You are not meant to live in large numbers. You are not meant to live inside concrete. You are not meant to struggle for financial gain. Your planet is at war. Machine culture is killing you. The city you live in has destroyed the organic land base that you were meant to cohabitate. The plants and animals of this planet are under attack. You are an animal. You are an animal. You are under attack. The city you live in is killing you and all the people you love. The society you live within has created distractions of power and pleasure to disarm you. The machines are your enemy. You are being attacked by the machine of large-scale industrial progress. Your planet is at war. The machines are your enemy. Machine. Machines. Machine culture is your enemy.
Why DGR? Because everyone and everything we love can't afford for us to do anything less.